This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
But we must see that the struggle today is much more difficult. It's more difficult today because we are struggling now for genuine equality. And it's much easier to integrate a lunch counter than it is to guarantee a livable income and a good, solid job. It's much easier to guarantee the right to vote than it is to guarantee the right to live in sanitary, decent housing conditions. It is much easier to integrate a public park than it is to make genuine, quality, integrated education a reality. And so today we are struggling for something which says we demand genuine equality.
All right. There's an excerpt from a Martin Luther King speech at Stanford University the year before he was killed. He's asking for genuine equality. It's what he spent his life asking. Well, he was talking about that from the very beginning. Quote, it's easier to integrate a lunch counter than it is to guarantee a livable salary. Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that, man. A lot of truth to it. So I have said, and I say it every year, same thing. Doesn't, like, I might as well be whistling Dixie. Maybe I should sing it. I'm not a good whistler. Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. You know, that was an old black spiritual song, as a matter of fact. It was sung by the slaves. And so when you whistle Dixie, a lot of people don't know. It's kind of like when we go to teaching. We're creatures of habit, much as anything else. What we grew up around. Like I learned how to count to 10 by my father. No, my mother taking my 10 toes and doing 1 little Indian, 2 little Indians, 3 little Indians, 4, 5 little Indians, 6 little Indians. You know what is that? Where'd that come from? It didn't start because it was a healthy way to teach people how to count to 10. I will tell you that. So, anyway, I think that there is a lot we can say about his speeches, the demonstrations, the march in Selma, and I'm really saddened. I think it's actually despicable that schools are closed today when youngsters could be learning the real story about Martin Luther King, his message. Not so much about him. It's a universal message. It isn't just about black Americans or blacks here and there and everywhere, because there have been this slavery. The Jews have been enslaved longer than blacks were in terms of the history of the world. Jews were enslaved earlier than blacks were enslaved. And you can go to places in Asia where there has been, you know, the Japanese were enslaved. No, other way around, excuse me. The Chinese were enslaved by the Japanese. And if you look around in any culture, there has been places around the planet where there's been so much despicable action, one group thinking they were better than another because of either their education or their income or the color of their skin. It is pretty disgusting. The message is... Is the message clear, Jennifer or Jay? Is the message clear? I'm not sure that it is clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, his was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, his message was clear, but is it still clear?
Did we hear it? Right, exactly.
Thank you. That's it.
Did we hear it today?
Yep, right. Okay, here's another one. I am on 3 toots today. That Martin Luther King and school is one of them. The whole business about about the farmland, the Chinese, all this stuff that's coming to light about what we've allowed to happen in our country, the Chinese buying up land, who owns the land now, what we're doing about it, nothing. The fact that Trump is out in Iowa telling people that he saved the farmers when that's the biggest bunch of BS that comes down the pike. And I don't like, it annoys me that I say these things sometimes, you know, because it shouldn't color the argument. The numbers speak for themselves. And these numbers didn't come from the Democrats, didn't come from the Republicans. And I don't like, frankly, you've heard me for years decry government aid. Farmers have been so disrespected. Almost, I could equate the message of farmers to Martin Luther King's message, because many of our farmers in this country over the years have been enslaved. They have, you know, all of us were farmers, and we come from a farming background. Farming was, everybody had a cow, everybody grew their own vegetables, everybody took care of themselves up until the Industrial Revolution when refrigeration was created. Everybody grew their own stuff, and that's how they survived. And so, you know, now we've this become this big political thing, a farm aid, but not William Nelson's farm aid, but the aid creating a farm bill, where those billions of dollars go. I do know, and it's annoying. So we've got that, and then we have the whole business about electric cars and charging infrastructure, and the taxpayer is going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to support EV charging infrastructure. The questions that came out of CES last week, where, in fact, the consumer is at the end of the road here, and it's not clear. There are people who are developing companies to try to take care of the problems that we'll have in 7 or 8 years, or maybe sooner than that. When was the first Tesla produced and sold? How long ago was that? Anybody remember?
It feels like it was my friend's last decade, right?
Yeah, my friend's years. So I think at least, 2015 maybe? 2016, 2017?
So how is that person's battery in the car? How is that doing?
Replaced the battery as of yet. They love Tesla. They actually just got the pickup truck. They were on the waiting list for that. So, yeah, my friend and her husband now, she drives the Tesla that he was driving, and he drives that weird Back to the Future truck.
The first Tesla was the Roadster sports car, which was in 2008.
2008, so 15 years. 16 years. Wow, thank you, James. James Collins in our main studio in Dallas. Jennifer Horn is in Los Angeles. Jay Kirshner is in Cleveland. I'm on the farm freezing my Hoosier out. yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. Anyway, now, we have another circumstance here. We have a couple of, I was thinking this could be Earth Day when I looked at all the earthquakes that took place over the weekend. There were earthquakes in Oklahoma City. One was 4.4 on the Richter scale. This is near Arcadia. A lot of new listeners that we have in Oklahoma City. Interesting to hear or have your input on some of this. There were two 4.4, if I understand the story from the U.S. Geological Survey, 10 minutes apart, 4 miles apart. There were a couple after that, looks like aftershocks as well, in the next hour or so in Edmond, Oklahoma. But Oklahoma City in that metro area seems to have got the brunt of the 4.4. Looks like one of them might have been 4.9. So this is strong shaking, a whole lot of shaking going on in Oklahoma City. I'm looking at the damage, but it doesn't look like there's any real damage there. There was a 5.8 earthquake in 2016 near Pawnee, which is in northern Oklahoma. So there's that. And then there were a couple of volcanic fissures outside. This is the town in Iceland that got evacuated, right? Jay? And Jennifer, this is the town of Grindavik. A lava coming out in two paths covering a lot of, it was only a few feet from the town, looks like. So they evacuated the town anyway.
Yeah,
unfortunately
had been evacuated already.
Yeah. But anyway, this is the Mother Nature. Mother Nature's not angry. Mother Nature's just doing her thing.
Powerful, that's for sure.
Yep. Mount Merapi erupted in Indonesia over the weekend. There's still smoke and ash coming into the air from this area. 4,200 feet, almost a mile high. And 100 residents were evacuated. So this is in a fairly rural area. But people are saying, oh, what's going on? Why are all these things happening? They're always happening. They're just not in populated areas, so nobody really talks about them. There are eruptions every day of small volcanoes, mountains. There are fissures. There are earthquakes every single day someplace on the planet. It's just that the only places that get any notoriety are the ones where there are people living. I suppose that is natural. Jennifer, I was thinking my son Brendan and Megan and Jennifer all are at the seat of where the most activity has been. Doesn't necessarily mean that that's where it's going to be. People always are joking California, right, Jen, about the California's going to drop off into the sea.
Yeah, that we're going to crack off and be an island.
Break right off.
Yeah, right.
Float away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if the rest of the country would miss us, but, you know, we'd miss them.
I would miss you. I would miss you. I'd miss your father. I'd miss my children. I'd miss my grandchildren. But you know what? You look at the history, and we talk of this often. You look at the history of the planet, and there are things over the 4.5 billion years that have changed so dramatically. It's amazing that we know things like South America was part of Africa. It was all one continent at one point in time. And now they're 1,900 miles apart at the closest point. So how'd that happen? It's the planet. And so I look at this stuff and how the consumer electronics stuff with electric cars, and I think we had a conversation with our auto expert, and he was talking about hydrogen cars and how this guy's name is Nick Miles. Go to his website, rautoexpert.com. Hydrogen is actually a great example. A lot of our buses in Los Angeles, Jennifer, are powered now by hydrogen because it's clean air stuff.
Yeah.
That's really
the
practical solution. Yeah, well, because they... don't get me off onto that one. All right. Synchronize your watches at 18 past the hour. This is Good Day.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have a little inspiration, shall we, here along with the perspiration. Jay and Doug at 23 after the hour with celebrity gossip from social media. That's what we do. We focus. I think social media, it's like that we, obviously we agree because we do it every day during this portion of every hour. So we think social media is significant. In fact, in the next half hour of the program, I'm going to play a clip from last night's episode of Yellowstone. That addresses social media in about as poignant a way as I have ever heard. At any rate, Sofia Vergara is going public with, she has a divorce thing going on, and so she's talking about it. She's a very popular actress, very popular in a number of different ways. So let's find out how she's opening up. Does she give us too much information? You know, people in the public eye, celebrities sometimes go off on the deep end and think people really care. I suppose some people do. But what is the lesson that she would like us to take away from her experience? So we get to that after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so what should we take away from this, Jay? The Sofia Vergara, she's on America's Got Talent now, among other things, right?
Yeah.
But she's talking about
a very public divorce, as anybody who's in the public eye does. You can't, it's very difficult. A lot of people, celebrities who have gone through divorce and you don't find out about it until a year later, they've kept it very close. They've almost just separated and didn't even tell a lot of their closest friends and family members. Just to kind of get past that phase, that first initial separating, and then once they kind of come out about it, it's like, okay, well, we've already separated. We're already done. We've already been through all of this. Say what you want. And Sofia Vergara is saying that the media was actually really kind about it. She expected there to be a little bit of a whirlwind with the news and about her divorce over the past summer, but at the same time, the news media was very respectful in giving them their privacy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, is this much ado about nothing, or is it? What's the lesson here? What do we learn? What's the value of her other than telling
a story?
Celebrities
are human too, and they go through things. Unfortunately, we get to go through things in private where they can't.
Hmm. So this is the entertainment news media, the extra, extra, and Inside Edition and TMZ and all of these gossip hounds that are trying to make hay out of something that obviously they're able to because they have a lot of listeners and a lot of viewers, and they sell a lot of advertising, and therefore they make a lot of money at the behest of somebody who's going through something that's problematic just because they've chosen to make their lives, their career, out of acting. And so they're in the public eye. I think there's something pretty specious about that and pretty negative in terms of the human condition. But that's just me. I wouldn't want to go through all of that stuff, frankly. But and that's me. We're all different. So here we have the focus, and we spent time on it. So we went along with the program. 28 after here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. And so we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. This is one of my favorite sales because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Getting preliminary details now about a reported plane crash off the coast of California. Reports indicate a plane went down in Half Moon Bay at around 7:15 p.m. local time yesterday. The U.S. Coast Guard, California Highway Patrol, and local fire crews responded. Still not clear what kind of plane it was or how many people may have been aboard or injured. Republican White House hopeful Ron DeSantis says Biden administration border policy should be blamed for tragedies that happened there. There is recent reporting about immigrants who died trying to swim across the Rio Grande River. Texas state officers prevented federal officers from rendering them aid.
The federal government down there has frustrated Texas's attempt to try to get people not to come across the border.
DeSantis on CNN State of the Union Sunday. The U.S. Justice Department asking the U.S. Supreme Court to order Texas to stop blocking Border Patrol agents from the area. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's
going to
be a good day.
No, I bet you a good day, sir. This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Lance Evan Fisher. This is my Gramps' radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
Even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream.
Yes.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day,
yes,
this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Yes.
The speech has been aired hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of times here and there. August 28, 1963 in Washington at the Lincoln Memorial, a way for us to spend some time thinking about Martin Luther King. I thought it was interesting, Jay. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, by the way, here, 35 past the hour on the Good Day program for Monday the 15th of January, halfway through this first month of this new year. This past week, there's a school, an elementary school in Chicago, that was an interesting, this is a focus of what a lot of schools are doing, decidedly in a black neighborhood. So that's kind of, it's good, but it's not good enough in terms of where it should be. It ought to be everywhere. The attention the news media paid to this, because I don't know in Chicago or elsewhere what other schools had this event, but the group from AmeriCorps went to the school to talk to the children through the week about Martin Luther King. A lot of volunteers over the weekend were going to go out and paint murals and hang shelves and do gift bags and stuff like that, probably because the weather is as bad as it is in Chicago and everywhere else in part, you know, the, I was going to say the northern part of the country, but the weather sucks everywhere in this country at the moment. It's really pretty bad. It's cold. It's damn cold. Anyway, so that event was canceled because of the weather. But the idea, that's something. And it's not bad. I suppose we'd say it was good. Because you want to make this something that relates to everybody, not just black children, but to everyone. Because everyone needs, in my estimation, to know what the lesson here is. And that's why I get so annoyed at schools being closed today. And there's a lot of whining. Oh, the school doesn't have the budget to invest to do all of this stuff. Wah, 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 wah. There's a lot of, what do you need a budget for? You need a thought. You need a mind. You need a mouth. You need a body. And make reference to these things that we've made reference to today. The things, whether it's the I Have a Dream speech, whether it's the speech that he gave at Stanford, whether it's the I've Been to the Mountain. I mean, there are tons of these things. Just get the audio and you play them for youngsters and you talk about what is he saying there and how does it affect you today? How did it affect America when it was an important, he was an important voice? I suppose he still is. But anyway, having a day on at school, not a day off, is part of it. But that's not the message. It's part of what I find annoying here. A lot of the ministers, black churches around the country, spent yesterday talking about this, as they do every year on the Sunday before Martin Luther King Day. And that's good to advocate, be an advocate for this sort of thing. Coretta Scott King was very much an activist, and that's, I think, what got them together. He was not faithful to her, but then how many, you know, why does that become the story? I remember I remember the day he was killed, as a matter of fact, how some people went off on the fact that he might have been killed by somebody who was working for his wife because he was a cheater. I mean, that's how people are. You know, you just have, where did it come from? Somebody made it up. Because mm-hmm. That wasn't what happened at all.
There are always rumors and conspiracy theories.
Yeah,
and,
exactly. But what it did do was the things that came from Martin Luther King himself, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, they were going to march, the group Rainbow. This was a Jesse Jackson thing. Everybody remembers Jesse Jackson. An interesting character. I remember sitting, I was in Chicago, I know that. And my co-host at the time was Nancy Skinner. And I was Al Sharpton was sitting on one side of me. What's his face? The senator who quit, who was on Saturday Night Live. Why can I not? I can see him. I want to say Al, but it's not. What's the guy's name that was on SNL? It was a senator. He was a talk radio host for a while. Anyway, we'll come up with his name. Jesse Jackson was on one side of me, and then Nancy and I were talking to him.
Al Sharpton?
Nancy. No, Sharpton was...
Al Franken.
Franken, thank you.
Yep.
Right, it was Franken, Al Franken. So all of us were sitting in the bleachers of this event. I don't even remember what the event was. I think it was around Martin Luther King Day. And Nancy was from Detroit, but she knew everybody in Chicago. So she got Jesse Jackson to invite us to do the radio program from this event, whatever it was, and God knows how many. When was Skinner with me? 20 years ago? At least, maybe 15, 20 years ago. So anyway, we're having this conversation, Jesse Jackson was charming. I really enjoyed spending the time with him. We actually had a meal with him afterwards. He was a very, I would never have gotten into it. I probably never would have done it were it not for Skinner, who is a notorious liberal. And at that time, I was doing more politics than I do now. So she was my counterpoint because I was taking, that was in the days when I still felt like being a Republican was of value. And so anyway, she and I had these, you know, it was very philosophical. The only person there was a gas bag was Al Sharpton. Everybody else was great. And they all had something. I just, I'm telling you the story because it was around Martin Luther King Day. And I'm thinking about all of the things that Jesse Jackson would never have had anything were it not for Al Sharpton. I mean, Al Sharpton, good Doug. Were it not for Martin Luther King. Al Sharpton was his nemesis, if anything else. Anyhow, I don't know. I think the body of work speaks for itself. I think his speeches speak for themselves. I think that message speaks for itself. It's not just, as I said earlier, Jay, and I don't know whether you thought it was appropriate or not. It's not just about black slavery. Or the differences that people seem to want to continue to find between this person color of skin, that person color of skin. The slavery epidemic has been part of the worst of mankind's history, frankly. So
the racial prejudice, gender, religion.
Yep. Yeah. Mm.
The discrimination is astounding across the board.
Yep. All right, so there's that. Now, have I talked enough about the Chinese ownership of land for a while? I guarantee you, those who listen to American Family Farmer this week, I'm going to really be off on a toot with regard to that. If you're not familiar with American Family Farmer, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is where you can find it. It's also on most of the same radio stations that carry this program. It's now our most listened to weekend program over the health stuff and over the countdown show, which I find interesting because people are interested, obviously, in food and farm and the connections.
Yes.
So the show that's posted there now is a referral back to when we first started talking about the agrihood concept, when I got the idea of saving a farm here in my hometown and the whole concept of agrihood, which we still are continuing to develop. Because the project is ongoing. And you can check that out at batingbrookfarm.com. All right, now I'm going to take a turn in the road here. Last night, Daisy and I had a busy day. We were here, there, and everywhere, and came back about 8 o'clock, and I cooked some quinoa and rice and stuff and sat down and watched a couple of episodes of Yellowstone, or at least I was in and out. And one of the things that came, remember, these episodic adventures were first done, they were first aired 4 years ago. So, even though it looks like they're today, they were 4 years ago. That doesn't take away from the message. As a matter of fact, this message is more poignant today than it was 4 years ago. But I'm going to use this audio here and there as I need to. James, you'll hold on to it. The clip comes from the character Monica, who plays the wife of Luke Grimes' character, Casey, the son of Kevin Costner's character, John Dutton. This actress's name is Kelsey, I'm not sure how to pronounce, what did we decide, Addisville? Something close to that, not important for the story. What is important is her message. She was talking, she's a teacher in a local school. And because she was having trouble with her classes, with social media being as rampant as it is, kids not paying attention to her talking to the class, they're all on social media, which is certainly a downfall. All social media, all iPhones should be put away for the duration of the school day. At any rate, that's another issue. So she has a message. Listen to this. And Jay, would you post this as well? This is the most sobering message that, in a constructive 60-second soundbite, tells the story better than I've ever heard it told. My message is this message. Here she is talking to her class about the reality of where they are at that moment.
Look at you guys. I thought moving the class outside for a day would get you off your phones, but you're still staring at your tiny screens. Liking photos of people you've never met, commenting on their lives while they comment on yours. Do you have any idea what's happening in the world you live in? Do you think that the photo on your screen has anything to do with that world? The world you live in is slowly shrinking. There's a tiny group of men who are buying it and stripping it naked and selling you what they extract. They're raping your world and selling you what they take. I mean, they sell you the water you drink, the air you breathe, and you line up for it like sheep. They will kill your brother and steal your child and pollute everything you love. And you'll never notice because you're so hypnotized by a world that doesn't exist.
How sobering is that? All right? My mom is brought to tears.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, isn't that it? That's the world we live in. And she's done. I'm going to use that on all.
It's not just students. It's not just young people.
No.
Adults are just as guilty of sometimes setting the poor example of always being on your phone.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. As a matter of fact, I'll take... Last week when Miles and I were driving around in the car, and I was using Waze to try to find where we were going because it was a place I didn't know. He said to me, Gramps, you shouldn't be on your cell phone and looking at looking at social media. I wasn't really looking at social media, but he was so right. He's learning how to use the devices, but he's not going to get one. But he knows how to use them, and he's 9 years old. Yeah, you see the people mesmerized by this, so expect to hear that again. Thank you, James, for finding that. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Feeling trapped with that old phone? Don't. Getting a new phone is easy. Come into Verizon and get one of our best phones on us with Select Trade-In on Unlimited Ultimate Plan and get a plan that helps you save by only paying for what you need. Act now and get a brand new phone at your Verizon store today. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate Plan required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trading conditions apply.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
How refreshing is this? 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, Jake Kirshner, and I with our friend Chuck Curry. Movie Moments time for Monday the 15th to get some box office totals, but in the first instance of our collaboration, we got the theme from Happy Days. Why would that be, Chucker?
This day in TV history, Doug, January 15th, 1974, Happy Days premieres on ABC. Runs for 10 years from 1974 to 1984, total of 255 episodes. A big part of my childhood, without a doubt. You know, first year, Henry Winkler's Fonzie was not a prominent part of that show. He was sort of a background player that the fan base started to radiate to, and then they started to write his part bigger, and he became that character of Arthur Fonzarelli, one of the massive parts of America's pop culture of that decade. His bond and friendship, Fonzie, with the character of Richie, played by Ron Howard, was really incredible. I mean, their chemistry and the connection they had to the audience was incredible. I was a big fan. I love that show.
Yeah, it was a good show. I enjoy it. I think you're right about that.
Two others, because I'm rocking news here. This day in TV history, 1976, June 14th, the Bionic Woman with Lindsay Wagner premiered on ABC. Was a spinoff of the $6 Million Man. I love the $6 Million Man. This show I watched, but those shows were really popular. And also, this day in TV history, 1977, Fantasy Island premieres on ABC. Ricardo Montalban, Hervé Villechaize as his sidekick, Tattoo. That was a real, you know, I was watching a clip that popped up on YouTube, Fantasy Island. That show was very much darker than I realized. It had a dark tone, almost sinister, but it was very popular in its day.
Well, the remake of it was really sinister.
Yeah.
The remake of it was horrible, actually. So, all right, last night the Critics' Choice Awards on the CW, they're dumb enough not to let the audio or video of the show be available, so there were some moments that I thought were great that I wanted to air this morning, but because the CW doesn't let you do that, who's the parent company of CW? Is that NBC? CBS has got to be one of the two of them.
I guess it's Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers, yeah. Well, they're changing their M.O. I have some good new shows on for sure. Anyway, so it's a week after the Golden Globes. Tonight is the primetime Emmy show. Some of the winners last night at Critics' Choice, Downey got it for his role in Oppenheimer. Emma Stone got it for Poor Things. The guy who produced Beef got it. Sarah Snook and Karen Culkin got it for Succession.
Right.
Barbie got it.
Oppenheimer won Best Picture, right?
Yes. Yeah, it did. Yep, yep. I think one of the interesting stories is the Killers of the Flower Moon has been largely ignored to this point. Do you agree?
I mean, yeah. I mean, here's what happens. I mean, obviously, certain films are going to be prominently nominated, but get left out in the cold because there's always an odds-on favorite, and that appears to be Oppenheimer. But it is interesting to see Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro, and Leonardo DiCaprio sitting at a table not getting awards. Lily Gladstone won the Globe for Best Actress, I believe. Emma Stone won. This one.
Was she really, or was that just one of those things that Hollywood feels like there's a minority, let's give it to her? Was she the best actress of all?
Well, listen, it's all subjective, you know that. I think, listen, politics always do play a part in these award ceremonies. But at the end of the day, all these awards are subjective, Doug. What I see is, you know, but there's always marketing campaigns and roads the industry goes down.
Giamatti won for the Holdovers. I thought that was the second week in a row that he's won.
Yeah.
I'll bet you he'll win that Oscar.
He's got a good chance.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's an interesting, really.
One other movie news story I got. David O. Russell, the director of Silver Linings Playbook, going to direct a biopic based on the life of Linda Ronstadt. Selena Gomez is going to
that makes sense.
Play her. Here's an interesting footnote. David O. Russell's last film, Amsterdam, with Christian Bale and Margot Robbie, grossed $22 million worldwide. It lost the studio $100 million. That's a lot of money.
What was number one at the box office last weekend?
It was Mean Girls, $32 million. I'll talk more tomorrow because it's a four-day weekend. The Beekeeper with Jason
Statham
also done very well. I'm going to see that today.
Yeah, all right. Okay, me too. I'll see you next weekend in California. All right, thanks, Chuck. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You.
It's now 59 after here on Good Day.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.